And at Sawyer Point, I believe 21 of those 22 years, we did our original fest at the Music Hall's Topper Ballroom. And then we moved a couple years later down to Sawyer Point, and we've been there ever since. We think it's an ideal site for a music festival. I think it's a great site, a great venue for hearing music on several stages. I think the sound is good down there, and the park's been great to work with.
And mentioning the sound stages down there, I think there are going to be 6 of them, if I'm correct, and several of them are going to be dedicated thematically, I guess you would call it.
Yeah, well, we run 3 physical stages. So we have a local stage. The St. Vincent de Paul local stage runs both nights, Friday and Saturday, and it has, really the best in local talent. We have an event every year called the Cynthia Blues Challenge, which picks our Blues Society representatives to the International Blues Challenge in Memphis, which is held in January. And as a result of that, we booked the acts that finished highest in that challenge to our local stage. Our main stage really has more of your regional and national acts that come through. So it's in the big amphitheater there on the main lawn at Sawyer Point. Our Arches stage, which is sort of our niche stage, is really it's underneath one of the arches of this Purple People Bridge. And Friday night is sort of our most unique feature. It's really the theme stage, and we've done everything from King Records tribute to Ludlow Garage tribute to New Orleans music. And this year it's a little bit different. We're doing a Nashville singer-songwriter showcase. You know, this stage is really, you know, part of our mission at the Society is to kind of keep the genre alive, the blues genre alive, to bring new people down there to see it. So we try to do something a little bit different that's not straight, you know, normal, what people think normally is blues. And we're trying to attract new audiences, either young people or people that just aren't very familiar with the blues. You know, we know that the blues aficionados are going to show up no matter what, because it's the, you know, there's plenty of straight blues music. But we're trying to introduce our genre to other groups. So we've done a youth showcase, we've done a women's showcase, and like I said, this year it's Nashville singer-songwriter. That's on Friday night at the Arches stage. Saturday night is also a very, very unique stage. It's really nationally known. It's the Arches Boogie Piano stage, and it features really some of the best boogie-woogie piano players from around the world. It's headlined this year by Sylvain Zing. He's a Swiss player. He's played at Montreux, and so it's really it's not the large guitar sound, but it's they really get rocking down there. And one thing not to miss is the grand finale on that stage, which takes place late on Saturday night, where all of the players that have played all day come out and they do it's something to see.
Barry G is an organizer of the annual Cincy Blues Fest. This year's fest takes place Friday, August 1st from 5 p.m. till midnight and Saturday, August 2nd from 4 p.m. till midnight. I'm Steve Hirschberg.